All right, Sunday morning, 8:07:22. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut, and the title of this is Take Heart. Babylon is not rising as so many claim. You ever hear that? Well, Babylon's rising. They have come late to the show. Since the fall in the garden, Babylon has risen again and again. On several occasions, I've taken it down. You're now witnessing all over the world Babylon being taken down. Take heart, it is falling. You're alive to see and witness this event. Help is on its way. It's always the darkest before the dawn. I saw a dawn of the new age, the kingdom age. This is the dawn of the new age, the kingdom age. The time when the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God. This is Revelation chapter 11, 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, the time of the dead, that they should be judged. Well, I don't need to read that. Well, yeah, I will read that. Time for the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. The temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. It will appear scary. Yes, the scare event that you have been hearing about, it was necessary for all to see so they can catch up with what is really going on. This is the time of the end of the 6,000-year earth lease. The devil is out of time. His evil agenda will not see the end that he desired. His reign is over, and his reign through my people will begin. My people. Have you sensed the intensity in warfare? This is why. I have given you clues. The Georgia Guidestones were a clue that Babylon is falling. Their evil depopulation program has come to a stop. It will not rise again. There will be more clues to come. Many things have already come down behind the scenes that you know nothing of at this time. The end of Baal worship via Roe v. Wade. This is the assignment I spoke to you about in March 2020. First, to rescue the children, expose all the things done in secret in the dumps, the absorption of the Federal Reserve in the Vatican agenda, London agenda, making arrests of those that have participated in these evil crimes against humanity. Full disclosure is coming, no matter what they, the military in charge, or for whatever, forget whatever. God says he is going to disclose it. Whether the generals say they're not, they say, well, you'll only know 20%. God says differently, and I think God will win. All right, here's Luke 8:17. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Luke 12:2-3. For there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which you have spoken in the ear in the closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. I'll put here EBS, question mark. This is not the white hats and the general show. It is my show. And I said I will show you what they have been doing. So remember that when you become discouraged. I am the director of this show. Never forget. I don't care who rises and who falls in the truth or movement. This is God's show. As usual, the corporate church shows up late for my show. They're still sitting on their suitcases awaiting an escape. No longer grieve over them, for soon they will see things as they really are.